Plenty to do out there if you don't want a parade or protest.
Just don't miss this one. It's going to be good.
It's going to be a good one. Let's find out what is.
It's the Weekend Update.
Ever so weekend worthy for you. And for Father's Day weekend, musically here at Hank FM, twice an hour, starting this afternoon with Jake Summers in for Mark Phillips, who's still celebrating his birthday. Going to be kickstarting that and going all weekend long. Twice an hour, we're playing the dad songs of country music.
Doing the dad thing. Now think about what you've done. Is this really the song you want?
There needs to be a song about checking the thermostat, making sure all the lights are off and rooms. Is there anybody in here? No, you could see it, Dad, because the light's on. There's nobody in here. If it was dark, you wouldn't know.
I may have been known to give a lecture or two about turning the lights off when we leave a room.
That's
where we are in life.
That's,
I'm so fun.
That's how it's done. That's how it's done. Elsewhere going on, man, it's the continuation, two nights, and they've been wildly successful, as always, the 70th year of the Johnson County Sheriff's Posse. That's going on there. Cleburne got the hated Chicago White Sox. We sent a lot of Hank fans to the game tonight for our Texas Rangers. Rangers, man, pouring on the run. They scored 16 against the Twins last night.
I heard about that.
They've done that twice this week.
Yeah.
So watch out. Even though they are the favorite team of the Pope, White Sox are going down. Great concerts going on. Billy Bob's has a really nice weekend. Our buddy Josh Turner tonight on the stage. Long Black Train and the like.
Good set of pipes.
And then Lubbock Boy, Josh Abbott Band out there tomorrow night. Heart is in concert. This would be a good one to go to, actually.
You know, one of our neighbors in the building actually interviewed Nancy Wilson from Heart.
That's
like
spectacular.
Stars among stars.
Very
cool.
They're playing over there in Grand Prairie. You have your choice. If you want to go, you can go see the Wiggles.
No.
Or Wu-Tang.
The Wiggles are here?
They're not opening for each other. But the Wiggles, the Bouncing Balls Tour. Is in Arlington.
This? Oh my gosh, my son loves the Wiggles.
Oh, I thought you liked it.
Well, I mean,
okay.
You know, really Anthony does have that Gray Fox energy, I will be honest.
Are you saying one of the Wiggles is a thirst trap?
He's awfully cute. He is a. I mean, honestly, it started as a
developing news story, ladies.
Breaking news!
All right.
He's really cute.
Do the Wiggles have groupies?
Have you ever met a housewife?
I don't feel comfortable right now. I know. Well, now the Wu-Tang Clan doesn't seem so bad in concert tonight, does it? Wu-Tang Clan will be in concert tonight at Dickies Arena. By the way, they just announced coming to Dickies Arena right around the bend on the 22nd. So this will be two Sundays from now. Bernie Sanders will be at Dickies Arena. It is his Rock the USA. No, it's not. He's not doing a rock concert. It's his national tour, though, and Bernie's going around trying to fill arenas. That's what it's called. Fighting Oligarchy, Where We Go From Here. So it's obviously a night of hits. And
delightful.
At Dickies Arena. Tickets are not required, but RSVPing is encouraged. With it being a studio audience.
Today is Friday the 13th.
I like that the Alamo Draft House is playing the original 1980 Friday the 13th.
Ooh.
That would be interesting to see in theaters. The first one's pretty rough. It's pretty camp, but might be cool in a theater. You know, those things we used to go to, you know, that now play 30 minutes of commercials. That is it. What do you have going on except for hanging outside of the backstage entrance of the Wiggles this weekend?
There's no tickets left.
I know, it's the Wiggles.
It's for crying
out
loud.
They want to see, what, Brad?
No, Anthony, don't be ridiculous.
Sorry.
I mean, Simon's, younger, but Anthony is like one of the OGs. He's got it going on. If you know, you know. I'm telling you, there's going to be some ladies who call up and be like, hey. Give me some Anthony. So, in related news.
Please do, by the way. If that is a thought that has ever crossed your brain, 817-877-1921.
Well,
that is Preparation H today are the hot topics on the show.
It's a challenging time in life because, you know, there's no new Love After Lockup right now. So
of course
my,
I did.
My self-esteem is kind of at an all-time low. Yeah. So we're going to do the gymnastics. I keep asking the kids, do you want to go buy something for your dad for Father's Day? And it's like, no, we want to go get lunch.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, that has nothing to do with
Dad
what
wants lunch too, by the way.
Yeah,
so
everybody,
that would be nice.
Everybody
Throw
wants lunch. So we're going to do some shopping. I also noticed a few pieces of my roof around the lawn this week. So I think I'm going to go on a reconnaissance mission. And
have you
what's
tried
there.
Using yeah. Preparation H to reapply
no,
them?
No, I haven't.
It evidently cures
probably,
all.
Probably a good idea. And Give then one of those people is making noises about water slides. So that may be part of the weekend. What about
Very
you?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't know. I guarantee you the kiddo has zero planned for Sunday. But I'll probably go over to the parents' house for a little bit. Kind of a full weekend on her end there, but for me, I don't know. I may, I may go watch the protesters tomorrow.
Really?
Yeah. And boy, you can pretty much pick any town, and they got something scheduled.
Yeah, I was
allegedly.
Noticing. Mm-hmm.
So I may go watch the protesters, and then I may go watch the protesters protesting the first protesters. And then I might start selling, like, the picket signs on a stick.
Mm-hmm.
Make some cash from both sides.
Maybe some cold lemonade.
I mean, I think that's something that we can all agree on,
yeah.
Right?
It's KB and Heather Lee.